Newton. Terry Pedro, the Canadian Press, Ottawa.
More than 26 million people watched the Grammy show last night. That's the biggest number for that show in a decade. Montreal's Arcade Fire taking home the award for Album of the Year. NW News Time is 2:04. Now an update on the all-day traffic.
In Burnaby, there's roadwork westbound on Hastings before Willingdon. Also in Burnaby, roadwork on Marine Drive between Sussex and Patterson. In New Westminster, construction has 10th closed at Cumberland. And in Surrey, there's roadwork on 96th Avenue between 176th and 162nd. The Flyer specials at London Drugs are a big hit. In case you haven't been in yet, here's a break. Flyer savings are still on until Wednesday. I'm Chelsea Hobbs with your all-day traffic on CKNW News Talk 980. For instant traffic updates, go to AM 730. All traffic, all the time.
CKNW Traffic. Brought to you by Black Brothers. 3 decades of expert high-rise painting, caulking, and concrete repair. Who are you going to call? Black Brothers. Online at blackbrothers.ca.
Markets in New York, Dow Jones is down 5. TSX is up 144. The dollar is down 18 basis points at 101.16 U.S. The weather is next.
Cleaning gutters. Not exactly the most rewarding job in the world. But there's plenty of reward in a LeapGuard gutter system. Lifetime warranty, guaranteed to never clog, and for a limited time, book a free LeapGuard gutter estimate and get a $20 Canadian Tire gift card as a bonus. So book your free LeapGuard estimate today, get your free gift card, and most importantly, never clean your gutters again. Call 1-877-9-NO-CLOG.
Mark Madriga, weather update for retireyourride.ca. Rain and wind warning remain up for Metro Vancouver. 20 millimeters of rain today, 40 near the North Shore Mountains. Very windy at times. That's having an impact on the ferry fleet. High today of 8. We'll have rain overnight and more rain showers in the forecast for tomorrow. NW weather brought to you by retireyourride.ca. Get cash, transit passes, or more. Don't wait until the March 31st deadline. Visit retireyourride.ca today. The NW News Desk, I'm Terry Shins.
This is Mike Smith broadcasting along the Chorus Radio Network throughout British Columbia today. Well, moments from now, we will have the BC legislature back in session. You're going to have the speech from the throne to be delivered momentarily. And as soon as that begins, we'll go to a live report with CKNW reporter Sean Leslie. But first up, what we're going to talk about are these high-caffeine energy drinks. You always see these in the corner store now, right by the cash register, right? You've seen these drinks, these energy drinks, and these little energy shots lined up. We're just trying to figure out what's wrong with these things. I mean, what is it like? You just like gulp one of these down and it's like taking a triple espresso? What's the deal with these drinks? If you try these energy drinks or if you use these energy drinks, phone me up and tell me what you like about them or what you don't like about them. Maybe you tried one and you didn't like the effect it had on you. Here's the number to call me up, 604-280-9898. Toll free, 1-877-399-9898-9898 on your cell. Let's talk to Desiree Nielsen about it. She's a registered dietitian with Choices Market. Hi, Desiree.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for coming on as usual.
Definitely.
A lot of people think, or some people think, that these drinks should be banned. What do you think?
Well, you know, I don't know about banned, but no one can say that energy drinks have any real health benefit for most people besides delivering a huge hit of sugar and a bit of caffeine.
Okay, that's the content we got in here, right?
You know,
it's sugar and caffeine hit.
That is the main active constituents of an energy drink.
Yeah.
You know, some of them have, you know, herbals like guarana. Some of them have some amino acids like taurine. But really where you're getting the hit is caffeine and sugar. And depending on the drink, you're getting far more caffeine than a regular cup of coffee. And you can get up to 15, 20 teaspoons of sugar in a single drink as well.
Okay, so what's the difference between that and, say, you know, chugging down a triple espresso Americano or something in a Mars bar?
Yeah.
Are you just getting more? You're getting a more concentrated hit of caffeine and sugar all at once?
Essentially, you know, and I think where energy drinks have really succeeded is that they're so aggressively marketed. When I was looking this morning at some of the websites, and they're just filled with, you know, sporting events and you know, things like snowboarding and skateboarding events that they sponsor. But it's actually hard to find any information on the actual content of the drink. They talk about active ingredients like caffeine and taurine, but none of them have nutrition facts at all. And I know that some of them, especially if you're watching your weight, which a lot of people are because none of us are very active, they can easily have 250 to 500 calories in one of those drinks. And that's enough for a meal for some people.
Okay, well, they sure know how to market to young people, that's for sure. Let's talk to Arash on the open line. Hi.
Hi, Mike. Yeah. Listen, last summer, I should say, first time I had an energy drink, partying in a Soyuz like everybody else does,
yeah,
with friends and family. And, you know, it's getting late, and my friend had made me drinks with, am I allowed to say the name of the brand?
Yeah, go ahead. Why not?
It was Red Bull.
Red Bull. That's the most popular one.
Red Bull with some vodka.
Yeah.
You know, having a great time, and before I knew it, I'm still yapping my mouth, wide awake at 3 in the morning, and I couldn't figure out what the hell's wrong with me.
From just one Red Bull?
From one Red Bull and two shots of vodka. Great drink, but I'm telling you, I knew this is not good for certainly kids.
Okay. Well, this is the important thing is, kid, you sound like a cheap date. You're up all night with one Red Bull. I'll tell you what.
Way to go for the cheap dates out there.
Thanks for calling in. Desiree, I'm going to get back to you in a minute as we continue our discussion about that. But first, let's go to some breaking news. Here's CKNW reporter Sean Leslie.
Yeah, Mike, I think I need a Red Bull just to stay awake for this throne speech here. I'm now allowed to talk about it because the left-handed governor, Stephen Point, has just started reading the throne speech. Very slim document, Mike, only 13 pages. I don't know if that's bad luck or whatever, but... you know, usually throne speeches at least have some vague promises of what to expect for the year ahead. We didn't expect any in this throne speech. We're not getting any. This is obviously a caretaker government waiting for both main parties to select new leaders for this speech. There's a lot of reflection on prominent BCers who died in the last year, talks about the glories of the Olympics, all the athletes, and of course it talks about the achievements of the Campbell government over the past decade, such as it highlights the new relationship with First Nations, leadership on the climate change file, BC being a clean energy powerhouse. But it also acknowledges these two leadership races, as I mentioned, Mike, noting that the government's role is to ensure a smooth and orderly transition and pointing out that tomorrow's provincial budget will provide maximum flexibility for future decisions. I actually thought what was most interesting is in the last two pages, it closes out with a call to politicians themselves on both sides saying we need civil dialogue, open discussion, and respectful debate that should characterize all deliberations in the House and beyond the walls of the legislature as well. I don't know if that's a commentary on some of the rhetoric we've seen out there in the leadership races, Mike, but it says politicians have to try to do better in terms of raising the level of discourse in politics here in BC.
Okay, I guess not a surprise, Sean. We got a lame duck session here that we'd get a very short throne drone, as they say. I mean, it's got to be a record.
Yeah,
right.
I think so. 13 pages, and at least six of them are given up with, as I said, obits. And boy, the Olympics were great, enlisting every single medal winner from British Columbia. So
why are they even doing this? I mean, what's the point of this?
It's statutorily required. Okay. They wrote the law. It has to be a throne speech today and a budget tomorrow. Even though tomorrow's budget won't be passed, it's essentially an exercise in paperwork. We're getting underway now with this very brief 4-day session of the legislature, and really all bets are off until the leaders are chosen, Mike.
Okay, Christy. Clark's in the building, I hear.
She's in the legislature right now, as a matter of fact. She's on the floor in the House as an ex-MLA. She gets to be in there. Saw her shaking some hands. Of course, only one of those Liberal MLAs in that House supports her campaign right now. Mike, that's Harry Bloy. But, she's here and will be making herself available, not surprisingly, to the media today.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yes,
it is.
Okay.
Well, that's the thing that that's the buzz is about leadership.
You bet.
Not the throne speech. Thanks for that update, Sean.
You bet, Mike.
Appreciate it. CKNW Legislative Bureau Chief Sean Leslie with a live update on the throne speech. All right, let's go back to Desiree. And Desiree, let's get another call here, okay?
Okay.
Let's go to Greg on the open line. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Okay, me and my friend were coming back from L.A., and we got some of those 5-hour energies, and it says in it, no sugar, no guarana, no crash, 5 hours of naturalness. Took one of those things.
Yeah.
We left at noon, so I took one of them at about 5 o'clock, and I don't know what is in that stuff. There has got to be just loads of sugar in that because you are buzzing off those things. And it literally says on all Red Bull or Monster or 5-hour energy drinks, only take 2. Do not consume more than 2 a day.
Right.
Because if you do, it can literally kill you. People take a Red Bull and have a Jager bomb which is Red Bull and Jägermeister.
Yeah.
And that's a full can of Red Bull. And they have, I see people do just shots of this stuff. They have four or five a night. That can kill you. It can stop your heart.
Okay, well, there have been some cases. Let me ask you, when you took that five-hour energy bomb there, Greg, did it have the desired effect? I mean, you wanted to stay awake, I assume.
Oh, wow, yeah, I was.
But it was just too much? I mean, what? Was it an unpleasant experience?
It really was, because it's not a, like, because I literally had to ask my friend to check my pulse because I thought it was racing.
Oh, wow. Well, okay, thanks for the call. Well, Desiree, I guess this is one of the impacts of this thing. Does it speed your heart up or what?
It is. Well, caffeine is, that is a known side effect of caffeine. It can also cause an anxiety. And with the five-hour energy shots that he was talking about, you will note the recommended use is only to take a half of that tiny little bottle. And I would assume that most people would just down that entire bottle and really think of it. Because you are getting a significant amount of caffeine, but also B vitamins. There's a lot of B vitamins in some of these products. And what B vitamins do is help your body liberate the energy from carbohydrates, protein, and fat. It helps your body break down these molecules so that you can get energy for yourself. But some people actually can have a reaction to the niacin, which is in these drinks as well. It's called like a niacin flush. You actually get jittery and you get a very distinct red flush over your body, and you're reacting to really high levels of the niacin and the other B vitamins in the products.
Wow, okay. We got another call there, Nick? Jason.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hey, we were looking over the label on